Shanti, Shanti, peace. Good afternoon. It's a good thing with you holy people, unholy people, whatever you may be. Good to see your smiling faces, happy face. Let's see the happy face. Those of us who have been studying Advaita Vedanta, the non-duality concepts, have come across the number one principle of Advaita. And we remember it intellectually. The one principle being, everything is Brahman. The whole universe is Brahman. Only Brahman exists, and this world that appears to you is an hallucination. You're hallucinating by believing the world is real. Non-dualists understand this, they realize this. But yet some people have a hard time in grasping the truth of this, what this really means. Brahman cannot be explained. It is beyond words and thoughts. There's no valid explanation for Brahman. You can only know Brahman when you leave your senses behind. When you go out of your mind. This is the only time you'll know Brahman. So when somebody tells you you're out of your mind, say thank you. Just a compliment. You want to be out of your mind. It's no fun being in your mind. For in your mind, you relate to the world. You relate to person, place, and thing. So you want to be out of the mind. Totally out of the mind. Think of this. There is only Brahman, nothing else. And we can't explain Brahman. We can say it's like boundless space. Boundless spaces of the void. That you hear about in Buddhism. The difference between boundless space and Brahman is that Brahman is consciousness. What we call Brahman is consciousness, which simply means that Brahman is a power that is conscious of itself. It is not conscious of anything else. It is not conscious of this world, or your body, or your mind, or the phenomena of the world, or the universe. This has completely nothing to do with consciousness. Remember, the world is an hallucination, a mirage, a no-thing. To Brahman. If you don't know Brahman, the world is real. very real. With his phenomena, with his manifestations. So we learn that we somehow have to identify with Brahman. The same mistake. You can see this. If everything is Brahman, then who has to identify with Brahman? There has to be a subject and an object. The subject wants to identify with something. So you look at Brahman as being outside of themselves, and you try to identify with Brahman. This is the mistake that you make. And this is why it takes so long to become self-realized and become free. Because you're looking to do something, and in truth there's absolutely nothing to do. There's nothing to do to become free and liberated. What is there to do? If you say it has to try, you're saying the hallucination has to try. You're believing in the hallucination, the falsity, the mirage. Thinking that this is the truth, and you have to identify with something to become higher. No. All you have to do is remain still. So, remain quiet, still. Nothing to do. Nothing to become. If you try to become something, you get caught with the world of cause and effect. And have all kinds of problems. But if you make the mind still and quiet, then there's no one to identify with anything. And you become free. You don't become free, you awaken to the freedom that you really are. Ponder this. Another mistake most of us make is when we understand that Brahman is the only reality, the nature of Brahman is bliss, consciousness, peace, love. And inadvertently we try to manipulate Brahman to give us what we want. This is anything that holds you back from realization. Try to manipulate Brahman. And we don't do it purposely, we do it subconsciously, inadvertently. In other words, some of us think of our problems, so-called, or some of our needs and wants, and we think if we pray to Brahman, or identify with Brahman, or think about Brahman, our needs will be met. Now let me give you a little secret. Brahman doesn't give a damn about you at all. Because the Brahman, you don't exist. You exist to your ego. Brahman doesn't know anything about you. Nothing at all. It's you who know about yourself. It's what you appear to be right now that thinks it's a somebody or a something. And you try to identify with something higher, or become something higher, or manipulate something higher. This is where suffering comes in. when you try to do this, the world falls apart. You cannot manipulate Brahman. You have to leave everything alone. Leave everything alone. Some people suffering from lack of limitation or from some kind of disease or depression or having one things a certain way. Believe they sit down and think of Brahman. Brahman will heal them or become something for them or do something for them. This again is a grave mistake that you make. For you're wasting your time by believing you're somebody that has to have something. By feeling that you have to be healed or you have to be cured. Or you need a new body or a new mind or a new mate or something. All this is foolishness. Remember again that only Brahman exists and you don't. But you think you exist. You believe you exist. Therefore, all these spiritual practices have been given to you, various sadhanas, to lift you a little higher to a place where you become one-pointed, and one day you're able to see that all of the sadhanas you've been doing is with a bunch of nonsense. Your spiritual practices have been nonsensical. Because you're a human being trying to become a higher human being. And you don't exist. You just ain't there. Nobody's home. No matter how many times I tell you this, you'll still feel your ego telling you things, leading you, guiding you, directing you. You become upset over this, you become upset over that. You will like this, you will love that. All this is part of the phenomena, part of the illusion. Part of the Maya. If you can only understand that Brahman is all there is, what is there for you to do? We're not saying Brahman is, and we have to play hide and seek and try to find Brahman. We're saying Brahman is. That's it. Brahman is not this, and Brahman is not that. Brahman just is. That's all. That's it. There's absolutely nothing you have to do to find this out, to discover this. Besides to keep quiet. Do not try to find peace, find happiness, find love. How can you do this when Brahman is? If Brahman were an entity, then you'd have to search for Brahman. Try to be like Brahman, try to identify with Brahman. But Brahman is a non-entity. Therefore, there's nothing to search for. There's nothing left to become or to be. Nothing. Can you feel nothing? It's so beautiful and nothing exists. There's nothing else to fix, nothing else to straighten out, nothing for you to condemn. Remember, you didn't come here to hear a lecture or a talk. You came here to be nothing. And you can go home as nothing. Who can actually stop you from being nothing but yourself? Remember, the nothing we're talking about is Brahman, which is consciousness, which is bliss, the absolute reality. Which is unalloyed happiness. Total peace. This is Brahman, this is you. Right this moment. There's absolutely nothing to think about. Don't try to analyze anything I say. Do nothing with what I say. Don't accept it, don't reject it. Don't like it, don't dislike it. Don't be happy about it, don't be sad about it. Do absolutely nothing about it. There's nothing to do. No one to do it to. Once you understand this, and the mind has become quiet, peaceful, the thinking has slowed down considerably. All of your karma, all of your samskaras, all your samsaras are totally wiped out. Karmas, samsaras, samskaras only exist for the human being who believes they're a body. That's where a person is totally free and peaceful in the mind. What I'm saying to you is the past does not matter. The past cannot hurt you unless you look at yourself as a human being, as a body, as a mind. Then you have to concern yourself about the past and the past lives and all sorts of things. When you stop solving problems and stop trying to do things and manipulate things or become something, then there's nothing for you to do. The whole secret again is to make the mind quiescent. When they're trying to solve your problems, when they're trying to come to conclusions, what's right, what's wrong, what's good, what's bad, if this is difficult for you, the next best thing you can do is self-inquiry. And if you're practicing self-inquiry, you should do so continuously without stopping, night and day. By inquiring, who is this person going through this experience? Who's having these feelings? Who feels depressed? Who feels negation? Who feels as if they've been dealt a bad hand in life? Who feels they're going to die soon? Who feels all these things? Ask yourself, inquire within yourself. The answer is within yourself. And the answer will come, I feel this way. I feel this way. I feel troubled. Catch yourself saying this. And scrutinize the I. Where did the I come from? The I that feels these things. I just admitted to myself that I feel this. But am I. Who is this I? Am I this I? I feel tired. I feel sick. I feel depression. I feel this is going to be true. I feel all these things. Not you. Not you, but I. For the next question to ask yourself is, where does I come from? What is the source of this I? Where did it come from? I'm in the Gaia. Who am I? When you get to that point, you keep totally quiet and still. For soon you will realize that the I does not exist whatsoever. The I thought never existed, doesn't exist now, it will never exist. It's simply a thought, an erroneous thought. That's what the I is. Just thinking this way will set you free. What else do you have to think about? Remember, there's absolutely nothing for you to think about. There's nothing I have to think about: my affairs, my life, my money, my job, my security. Who told you you have to do this? This is the illusion. It's hallucination I'm talking about. Brahman again is all in all. You are Brahman. Nothing but Brahman. Brahman is consciousness, pure awareness. Consequently, this Brahman has to become something, or think about something, or do something, or worry about something. Your life is Brahman's life. And when you let go, and stop worrying about something, stop thinking about something, then Brahman starts to express itself as harmony, as bliss, as peace, and you will find yourself in your right place, going through those experiences and those situations that you have to go through, and all is well. You have absolutely nothing to do with it. None of your business what happens to you. If you can only do this and try it and practice it, you'll see what I'm talking about is real and true. Give it a chance. Practice this one day only. And watch what happens. Instead of watching television, reading the newspaper, being consumed by the world, man to man to man, for one day practice self-inquiry, or just being still. And watch what happens to you. What's the direction that you take? You will be moved by the unmovable. You will be carried along by a stream of blessedness to your highest good. By the current that knows the way. What I'm trying to say is everything will take care of itself. Everything will always take care of itself. And Brahman is the self. There's only the self, that's all there is. Brahman, the self, consciousness. These are all synonymous. So stop feeling sorry for yourself. Realize that there's nothing wrong anywhere. Because what you really are was never born, can never die, does not prevail. And be happy. be totally happy. When I say be happy, I don't mean you have to laugh hysterically all the time. When people continue laughing hysterically all the time, watch those people. You heard that song, crying on the inside, laughing on the outside. Many people put on an exterior laugh all the time. They laugh hysterically. They're hiding a lot of problems inside. So you don't want to become an entity of laughter. It's good to laugh, it's good to cry, it's good to be yourself, it's good to do nothing. But not put anything on if you don't feel. Surrender to the power that knows the way. Give up. To say give up is not something too positive. But I'm referring to give up your belief in humanity. That there are mistakes, there's something wrong. This is how you help the world. This is how you bring peace into the world. By knowing yourself. For when you become acquainted with yourself, you will see yourself wherever you look. And if you're experiencing yourself, you're experiencing harmony, peace, bliss, joy, happiness. Therefore, wherever you look, you will see these entities, you will see these things. Start today. Do something for yourself. Be at peace with yourself. All is well. Peace. It's now time to play Stump the Guru. If you stump the guru, I disappear.
I'm already. I'm already.
Is that a good one?
It's a good one. All right. Dear Robert, tell me what you do not know.
That stumps the girl.
The answer is silence. There's no answer, sounds. It's all the sounds. Next case.
This could be a continuation, I don't know. Are you just a walking, breathing embodiment of the higher self as far as your identification is concerned?
I am not walking, I'm not breathing, I don't exist. What you see is your business. You can say anything you like. But I will not admit to it.
Yeah. Is not your experience as if you were just watching a continuous movie?
What movie? I saw a movie last week. The movie plays again and again. There's no movie to watch. There's nothing to do. I'm not watching a movie. I was watching a movie, the movie would exist. There's no movie to watch. There's nothing to do. The movie's over. Great movie.
Some people desire to leave the body and go to spirit. However, you seem to desire nothing. Are you happy whether you stay with Robert or drop any connection with the body of Robert? Do you desire any change in dimension?
There's no one left to decide that. There's nobody home who makes a decision like this. There's nothing for me to decide as a want or to need. I just am and everything happens that's supposed to happen. I make no decisions, no judgments. I do nothing. Yet things happen the way they're supposed to. That's why I always say that all is well. And everything's unfolding as it should. There's nothing to do. What has to be done? Nothing. Thanks.
If you could change what is, what would you change? This world of matter, people's beliefs, people's actions, laws of physical or karmic world, how long it takes your disciple, devotees, to self-realize?
You're speaking to an entity, and the entity doesn't exist. Who am I to want to change anything? I'm not looking to change things or to make things better or worse. I just am. I'm not this, I'm not that. I'm not trying to make anything happen to any place. Just me, who I am. Nothing. No changes, nothing new, nothing old. Everything just is. That's the way it goes.
And then you should disappear.
I will soon.
That's it, Robin.
That's it, Robin. Anyone like to say anything or something?
Yeah, there's something I've been wondering about. A while back we had some discussion about out of the body. And from what you said, I got the impression that what happens is an individual, without losing his individuality, somehow gets transported to another plane. I think you used the term the causal plane or the astral plane. Now, my impression is that those planes are no more real and no less real than this plane, which I sometimes understand is called relative plane. And in any case, they're all unreal. And I know when Maharshi was asked, what is it like when an individual dies, he said, why do you want to know what it's like after you die before you know what it's like now? And he also would say, as always, who wants to know? So I guess the idea is to forget the whole thing.
Why say it at all? You're right, you're absolutely right.
Thank you. I thought I was, but I like heavy tumbling.
Every plane, every phenomenon comes out of the mind. Comes out of your mind. You create everything. Causal planes, astral planes, mental planes. It's all your own creation. All the body experiences all coming out of the mind. When the mind is gone, it all stops. And you become eternal bliss, which you always have been. So there's nothing to become, nothing to be, nothing to change. No way to go. You're already home. Just where you are right now. That's it. That's all there is.
For me, you gave me new meaning to the expression, thanks for nothing.
You're welcome.
Think nothing of it.
Robert, in your talk, you sort of reminded me of this Indian saying that Kumar Maharshi would reiterate, and that was that Brahman is real, only Brahman is real, the world is unreal. Brahman is the world. Now, if consciousness is totally unaware of the, totally unconcerned with the world, it would seem to me that a God-realized man who realizes the absolute, which is and coincident with realizing and experiencing the phenomenal world, that he has both one foot in the absolute, one foot in the phenomenal world, or one foot in being and one foot in becoming, he's actually in a superior position to the Godhead itself, if it is a compassionate, God-realized being.
What's the question?
Well, how can there be an absolute that is totally unconcerned with the world, and how can that be squared with a God-realized master who is fully conscious of the world and compassionate towards the world, and at the same time is totally God-realized and fully aware of the absolute as the absolute?
Who asked this question? Who asked the kind of question? That's what you see from your viewpoint. But it doesn't exist that way. In reality, only Brahman exists as Brahman. So the statement Brahman exists as the world means only Brahman exists. There is no world. There's nothing happening, nothing is going on. The way you see it, the way you explain it. There's no one with a foot here and a foot there, a hand here and a hand there. That's your imagination. Nothing exists like that whatsoever. The world does not exist whatsoever at all. There's no one who exists who does anything. Nothing has to be done. Everything's been done that has to be done. All is well.
Another question. How does that account for our misidentification, though, with the body and the mind? And even our misidentification with you know, getting to the point where we think that we're transcending the body and the mind because we're kind of starting to get a sense of our spiritual self, where is that still isn't. That's still more like Atman or Atman. And as I understand it, the realization is when you realize, the Atman realizes it's Paramatman. I mean, how can there be this step where we are at right now and then that realization if it's not real to begin with?
You're just asking the wrong question. It's not real to begin with. There are no steps. Who's taking the step? The one that thinks of the human being is a person, place, or thing. Takes the step. Go beyond that. There's no one to take any steps, there's no one to do anything. Nothing has to be done. There's nothing to do. You don't exist. Except that you don't exist and be free. And all the steps and everything else will disappear from your viewpoint. But as long as you think you're real, you're a body, then what you're saying is true. There are steps to take, this to do, that to do. That's from your viewpoint. When you go higher than that, you'll see there's nothing to do, no steps to take, nobody to do anything. Because there's no world. The world is an hallucination. You're hallucinating. Go see a psychiatrist.
Next question would be, how do we know when we transcend that hallucination?
A little birdie will tell you.
There'll be no use to know.
Exactly.
Robert, is it predetermined when? There is a when, but from my point of view here, you know, is there a when the hallucination leaves? Is it predetermined? Do you just relax and just, you know, be, and then, you know, at some point it automatically, for every person,
it never came, so how could it be an answer? It was never there to begin with. You think something happens, you're not going to ever get rid of it. Nothing has happened. You never were and you never will be. There's nothing you have to do. Just be still. And everything will take care of itself. But there's no point if something happens. If something happens, it means there was something wrong to begin with. So something has to happen to be right.
So how does the fail happen?
It never happened.
It's so harsh.
Nothing ever happened. You feel something happened, but nothing ever happened. Nothing is happening, nothing will ever happen. It's like a one in a mirage. There appears to be water in the desert, you try to grab it, you grab sand. Like the sky is blue. Like a snake in the rope. These things are all hallucinations, they don't exist. Life is like that. It appears to be real, but upon investigation you'll find life never existed. You'll be okay, don't worry.
When you say a stillness, that we need with all this illusion is keeping the stillness as we go through, because to be still in the being through the action, as meaning through work, through the jobs, through things that we have to do, we don't have to do, but yet there's things to tend to, whether we have family or things. But in the process of the illusion, what I guess is the stillness, going through this, but the stillness of nothing here, but as we do.
True. But realize that you're not a doer. Everything that you're doing, which you're supposed to be doing, has been preordained for you.
Exactly.
So you're not a doer, there's nothing that you're doing.
It's just going. Just in the flight.
Everything is happening.
Yeah.
So let it happen, leave it alone. It will take care of itself. You have absolutely nothing to do with it.
But keeping the stillness.
By trying to keep still in a situation of action, you can't keep still. But when you realize there's no action, nobody's acting, nobody's doing anything, you'll keep still.
Help other people believe in the hallucinations?
Oh, say that again?
Helping other people believe in the hallucinations?
You're not doing anything like that. It's not up to you to do anything like that.
Just don't do anything.
Everything will happen by itself.
Okay.
You're not helping or not helping.
Okay. And helping wasn't the right word.
You're not doing anything for anybody.
Gotcha.
But just being.
Being.
Where does the doing come from?
Nowhere. Doing appears to be real, but there's nobody doing anything. It just doesn't exist.
I found that since I've been coming here, you know, I find myself wanting to withdraw more and more from my ordinary activities. And, you know, like at night, I'm telling Mary I like to go home and light a candle and read your notes and really get into what you've been saying. And since I've been coming, which is a really short period of time, maybe a month or so, I feel a greater peace and a greater, much more expansiveness. And but this issue of the doer is the one that's got me confused, because what I had decided to do with myself was just divide my time, you know, between being still and being involved in the hallucination. Do you know what I mean?
You're trying to be holy, don't do that. Just be yourself. When the mind is quiet, you'll do what you have to do.
So it's okay to do it?
Sure.
That's what I need to know.
Do not separate one thing from the other. It's all one.
Right there.
Casanova talk away from us.
Yeah.
Is that a secret of Casanova's power? Talk away from us.
Maybe show to all of that.
We're going to have communion. It's like this. We're in whole week thick bars.